You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. And I am Catherine Davis. And today we're going to be exploring the idea of heart and mind from the perspective of separation and union. And it's important to distinguish when we are on a mind trip and adversely or supportively when we are on our heart's journey. So heart of mind could just as easily be said as mind of heart, because we are talking about that space where they come together in unified purpose and understanding. We're going to be looking at this from the perspective of being a human being a body, being a soul, being a spirit. All of these facets of our being come into play when we can reach that state of unification of heart and mind and heart. It allows us to integrate all of these facets of our being, and there are more than I mentioned. There are the ancestors, they are the angels and spirit guides, and the facets of our being that we can connect to with regard to our past and future life. Because in truth, it's all one life. Part of this integration process is to live and be from the perspective of soul awareness. The union of the heart and the mind brings us into soul awareness and allows for the awakening, or perhaps the opening, of the soul's guidance into our life. When our heart and mind and heart exist in separation or disharmony, we don't have the wherewithal or the capacity really to communicate directly with that essential self, that essential part of us that has a much greater perspective and understanding of our life and our life's purpose. coming up is a brief recording, actually done in 2015, when I was working very much towards this unification process of the heart and the mind. And I went into a meditation, opening up that space, allowing whatever to arise within my awareness. And this following piece that I'm sharing with you now is what took place. And it was simply a communication between my everyday conscious self and my essential self. And it ends up being a real deep explanation of reality and the understanding of multidimensionality, and it was a very healing experience for myself. I choose to share this with you here now as an explanation and demonstration of what I've been speaking of, so that you can listen and understand that this is a personal and private in-being communication, but I share it so that you can have a sense of what is potentially available to all of you. Many of you may have actually already experienced this kind of thing, but also it leaves us with a deep opportunity to heal and understand how, when we make this connection, we can heal some of that internal angst and anxiety. And perhaps as you listen, you can make that connection as well of the heart and the mind, the spirit and the soul, and come to a unification and integration of your being. Stay tuned. This recording was made on a home machine, so you're going to hear a little bit of clicks on it, so I hope you forgive me for that. And behind it, I've inserted some gentle music from David Darling called Heaven Here on Earth. And earlier we heard a piece called Within or Without You. And the opening theme to the show is frog dancing. So stay tuned for this very sweet meditation between myself and my soul or higher self, essential self. You'll understand as you listen. The time has come to know the fullness of who we are. In this moment, time, space, of course, we are one. But our experience seems to appear different, seems to appear separate. But we are not separate. I am you, and you are I. I hold your memories and remembrances and knowing. But these knowings are within your being, as I am within your being. We have come from the heart of one into life, into existence, into many realities over the space of time as we can describe it. We have had the experiences of many lives, many losses, many gains, many mistakes, and many triumphs. All of these experiences have come together into the oneness we are at this moment. In this moment, you have many cousins, shall we say, embodied at this moment with you in this earth plane existence of reality. All beings are this way at this time. Cousins, sisters, brothers, we all emanate from the one oversoul, parent soul. We all on this plane emanate from one source of soul birthing. Your language and understanding has greatly expanded with your inquiry and hearing the wisdom of your sisters and brothers, those who perhaps somewhat older in some ways, or perhaps somewhat varied in their core template, and from which source beings came together to contribute from their lineages into the one lineage that you are. So there are many, many, many combinations of being that flow into the oneness of being that you are. Many beings at this time, those beings who are awake and wakening to the truth of themselves, have come for this purpose, have had experiences that well prepared us for this particular incarnation. What seems like mistakes and troubles and twists and turns are truly those inspirations and their responses through the free will of the incarnate beings. And free will is impacted by the environment, the thought forms, the beings, the experiences of the moment. Free will is only free, truly free, when the being is fully awakened to its reality of power, existence, history, magnitude of expressions, openness to the inspiration and knowing from beyond, from within the physical expression. The physical expression is our interface into this reality. The physical expression has its own realizations, experiences, knowing that are compatible with an understanding of how to operate, function, thrive within this reality in the absence of interference by the generation of delusion and thought forms that create confusion. The vehicle itself, the body, is fully capable of discerning the truth of its being, of its surroundings, of its communication with all beings within this realm. Our body is of prime importance and deep wisdom and understanding, and holds the wisdom, the DNA, the quantum of the full reality of this vehicle and its capacity to transform, to transmute, to shift. Our body has this capacity and knowledge of how to go about such things. But our body is a very obedient, loving subject and will only express that which can be contained within the mind, awareness, and heart of its inhabitants. I search for the word inhabitant because it is more than inhabitant. It is a intertwining, a fusion that the soul and awareness of being manifests in tandem with the physical vehicle body. The body, our body, is completely without judgment and completely in cooperation and understands its purpose and service to the one which infuses itself with the vehicle. The vehicle desires to serve the one which infuses itself with and within and as the vehicle. The vehicle is the expression of the one. Over time, this deep understanding has been eroded in the awareness and in the mind of the beings who are expressing within the earth, within this plane, such as yourself, such as ourself, such as this expression in this vehicle, in this personality, the Catherine, the Kathy, the Emerald, the one of expression that is here. We are the unified expression of many, 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 many. We are interwoven. The personality, the being, the beingness of this life expression, yourself, as you think of it, and from your this perspective, I would say myself in this reality, has been diligent and has built in a high level of diligence. And as we are in a realm that is quite opaque, that diligence could best be expressed, as we chose, in this sense of being melancholy. It is the source of melancholy in this particular expression of our being, that we would not be easily satisfied. We would not be easily content. We would not be easily finished in sense of completion, in that there was always a knowing of something missing, something lost, something not known, something not felt in fullness, not expressed in fullness. And in this sense of loss arose the state of melancholy. which you express and experience, I express and experience in this expression of we at this time. It is not a measure of that which is wrong. It is a measure of the choice we made to remain more diligently on our path, our mission, our unfoldment. So, as it is time to release and surrender this melancholy, first know that nothing has been done wrong in this instance, in this particular aspect of the living expression of our being. It was a gift that we chose to help defend and protect our being from that which would falsely entice our limited perceptions into a path of error. And it has done its job very well. But now is the time to surrender this melancholy. So please give it to me and allow me to return it to the source of creation, to dissolve it into that which can be renewed into another expression of energy. So place your hands on your heart, on your solar plexus. Open up your hands into the belly, into the chest. And breathe deeply into your being. And give this melancholy over into the palms of your hands, our hands. And gently and slowly lift, remove your hands from your body and pull this melancholy out of your being. Release the energies from your being. They no longer serve. We can release and let go and just snap it out and give it to me. Just throw it up like a catch, and I dissolve this melancholy. I dissolve this melancholy and release it to the mother, to the father, to recreate this energy into something new and fresh and delightful. And allow your hands to spread out and open, and allow the delight, the joy to sprinkle into your palms, sprinkle through your body like a sweet, gentle, loving snow. Each particle of delight a unique and different expression of being. And just allow your body to absorb the delight of being. And bring your hands to your body again, to the heart, to the solar plexus. Spread out your palms and fingers and just allow your being to be bathed. Allow me to bathe you in this sense of release and delight and joy and surrender into me. We are, I am. We are, I am. We are, I am. Relax into this merging of hearts and being. And so it is. Let go of the names for now. Let go of the knowing and wondering of from whom and what and how this being came to be, this expression of the I am. Let us explore this expression, this union, this joining, this being. And in that journey of exploration, things will naturally arise into your knowing in a gentleness. Allow, and we will come to be fully expressed in our unity of one. Be gentle, allow, let go, and be. Relax, it's okay. Just allow. Thank you, beloved. You're listening to Heart of Mind, Radio for the New Millennium, and I'm Catherine Davis. And we started this program talking about the unification, the merging, the bringing into oneness the essential self, which some people think of as the higher self, and our consciousness, our beingness in this life expression. Who we are, the person who was named with our name and had the experiences that we experienced in this lifetime, from birth through childhood, through adulthood, to where we are right now. And one of the things that I have struggled with is this idea of being programmed from the outside and falling into states of discontent and self-judgment. And I find that the mind can be a great obstacle if it is divided unto itself, divided from who we are as beings, and begins to become like a record player, just repeating the stories, the old stories, the old judgments, the old insecurities in so many ways. And the first stage in bringing together our heart and mind is to really learn to recognize the mind for what it does when it is disconnected from the heart. It's not a fault, really. It's doing its job in the sense that our mind is here to assimilate and to evaluate and to provide resource information and to guide and protect based on what it knows. The problem is that our mind most often takes its cues from the outside world, and it badgers us, repeating over and over again these ideas that we picked up through our education and through our family life, work life. Anything that is diminishing of your being and of your state of being is not true. Any thoughts that are bringing you pain and suffering, we have to examine to see how it is that we are using these thoughts and following these thoughts on a trip, a mind trip, that takes us through repetitive emotional draining experiences. A mind that doesn't fully understand how to gather all that it needs to do its job, really. And it's when we are able to move from the mind into our body that we can begin to make that connection, that begin the journey of that assimilation process, because our body holds so much within it. And at the upper crust, the upper layers, is where you're going to find all the volatility, the memories of loss, the memories of insult, the memories of being harmed or in some way made to feel less than our true magnificent being. All of those things are really triggered in the body. They're held in the body. It's part of what makes our body ill over time. But when we are plagued by mental thoughts, you know, a trip, the mind is taking us down a path or moving us into a loop of thinking, we really have to retreat from the mind into our body. And it could be in any way. It could be walking, going for a walk. It could be breathing. It could be singing. It could be doing exercise. It could be cooking. It could be doing artwork. It's really about moving out of that mind cycle that holds us stagnant within limited thoughts into the space of our physical body so that we can begin to expand that existence that we are experiencing in that moment. And as we move out of that mind space, it begins to take some of the tension and anxiety out of our body. And when we get to the point of lowering that level of anxiety and fear, we can go deeper into the examination of what's happening within us. And I must say that as I was going through my processes of integration, and I'll say that it's never over, it's always a process of the full life experience from birth through death, I believe, or through transition to the next life, however you think of death. But it's an ongoing process. Nobody ever gets there. We're always in the moment, living, processing, and being. More than anything else is to come into our awareness that we are beers, beings, not doers, doing. So at any rate, we go into our body, we begin to have that experience, that expression of physicality, and that physical expression will hope to unravel some of the tension in our body. But it also begins to release memories and experiences, and we can process those memories either through the body or even through the mind as a deeper understanding of whatever those entrapments may be, like fearful of doing something or a sense of not having being worthy of something. You know, these repetitive thoughts are rooted in something. So when we expand the mind into the body memory, then we can begin to understand that there is a root cause. And as we allow ourselves to bring that root cause into our awareness, it will lift out of our body through that expression, which may be movement, it could be breathing, it could be an exercise of some kind, yoga or weight lifting, or it could be anything, singing. But it's doing it in consciousness that allows that energy to lift out of your tissues. And as we move beyond the limited structure of the mind trip, the circular thinking, into an expansive, at least understanding that there's a deeper calling that's taking place, the mind needs more information that it can gather from its repetitive, habitual thinking patterns. And so when you move into a greater expansiveness, the mind is able to have more material to gather and learn from, and understand that there is something underlying that mental suffering. Mental suffering leads to emotional suffering, leads to physical suffering, leads to spiritual suffering, leads to a shrinkage of the soul as far as its capacity to interact directly with your being. So that's an important stage, is to recognize the mind trip. I keep saying it, mind trip, so that when you get to the point of really understanding that, hey, I'm really feeling down or down on myself, is to understand that that comes from a mind trip. It's not a real phenomena, in that it's not reflective of who you are and who I am and who we are as beings. It's reflective of a limited scope of learning and a limited habituated pattern building within the mental construct that we have grown up in. So recognize, expand into the body space, and this allows us to begin to release more information into our system. And then through some deeper spiritual work, which includes the meditation, it can include prayer, it can include writing, it allows us to begin to even deepen that capacity to understand. And we begin to open up in our own self-compassion to let that energy go and to begin to be kind and gentle with our being. And as we can really understand that, you know, we went through all these things, and we can afford ourselves a level of gentleness, that we can really begin to expand a little bit more. And it's with that gentleness we can come to a state of understanding and forgiveness and letting go. And as we peel off these layers of anxiety and suffering and confusion, then we get closer and closer to our essential being. But I must say that the essential being, also known as the higher self, also known as the spark of God, that connection to source, as we get closer and as we open ourselves, it is that very source of inspiration that can help us to heal and to move through and to come to a really deep understanding of what we're going through. And it's like in my reading, self-reading, in which I opened myself in a trance-like state to just accept and receive the wisdom of my soul, I was able to come to an understanding that I came into the world with certain tendencies that were designed and chosen in order to protect myself in this environment, 3D environment, from becoming too absorbed in things that would deceive and take me down a wrong path. But in the end, that self-chosen attribute ended up being something that brought a great deal of melancholy into my life, and I didn't understand that sadness and melancholy, and came to a breaking point, and it was at that breaking point that I was able to open up and just be willing to hear what it was that was having such a strong impact on me, and that's how I came to do that reading. And as you listen to it, you can hear how gentle and sweet that interaction is, and come to understand that we are all embodied with this deep, wise, gentle soul facet of our being, and we can connect with that facet of our being through that quiet opening and joining of the heart and mind. So we open to the heart, and the heart helps us to heal that mental space. And as the mind expands to the new information provided by the heart, it creates a synergy that opens the way for a much deeper communication to the wisdom of our soul. And that is really the message that I'm leaving here with you today. And we're going to breathe through and relax through another piece of music, and then I'll be back in just a moment. That's just about it for today's program. Again, this is Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium, and I am Catherine Davis. And you can reach me through email at heartofmindradio@gmail.com. My telephone is 347-480-1694. You can reach out for personal consultations or classes and workshops. We have them going on often, both in Brooklyn and in Manhattan. So you should be able to find something accessible to you. To learn more about this work and this radio program, you can go to heartofmindradio.com. For my personal healing work, you can go to Catherine.one, KATHRYN.ONE, Catherine.one. To learn more about movement and meditation, I am a Qigong teacher. Go to QigongOnline.net, QIGONGONLINE.net. And that will be that healing practices. I also have a blog and YouTube page and Facebook, and there's so much and so many ways to connect. The best way is to send an email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com, or visit the archive page for Heart of Mind Radio, and you'll see all of those connections there. On today's program, I did feature some music, and just to give you a heads up, we started with our opening theme, Frog Dancing, by David Anthony Clark, and we heard Within or Without You by Lotus. Behind the reading meditation, we heard the music Heaven Here on Earth by David Darling, and also Eyes of a Child by the Moody Blues. And we're going to be finishing up today's program with a piece called Dogon Beat. And this is a composition of my own, and I'm Catherine Davis. And I thank you very much for joining me today, and I look forward to joining you again next week. Bye for now. Be blessed and take beautiful care of yourself.